Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of my podcast. I'm Sarah, if you don't know who I am. I am just a girl who's passionate about sharing information on how to create healthier relationships because I feel like this is one of the things that we definitely should have received an instruction manual on, but none of us ever did. I've learned a lot across the years of navigating my family life, my friendships, and my romantic partnerships. Through these lessons, I've really been able to go from a very bad place in my relationships to cultivating relationships that are more fulfilling, and I feel called to share it with you guys. So I hope that you find this helpful. I'm also going to be inviting some guest speakers onto the podcast, people who are experts in the field of dating or neuroscience and coaching, to share all their juicy good information as well to help you on your journey to cultivating better relationships. I kind of wanted to start this podcast with my personal story so that you can understand a bit about my background, how I got to where I am today, which is not in the perfect place yet, but definitely in a much better place than I have been in my whole life. And I'm hoping that my experience can help you get to a better place too. So growing up, I thought that in order to receive love and be worthy of love, that I had to just focus on making everyone else like me and making everyone else happy. If I didn't, then I felt that the love would be taken away from me and that I would be punished in either through silent treatment or aggressive behavior, verbal abuse, you can call it. And so I kind of, in that process, completely lost myself and who I was and what I wanted, because I spent my whole life trying to be someone that would be as little of a headache as possible to other people by just always doing what they wanted, neglecting my own emotions and needs and focusing on theirs instead. That was my way of protecting myself from being rejected and from being abandoned, or so that's what I thought that I needed to do in order to maintain connection with people in my family. And I obviously carried that out through my whole life, my friendships and my romantic relationships. I just went into them with this belief that I had to sacrifice myself and make everyone else happy in order to be worthy of receiving love from other people. This was really ingrained into my brain because any time that I ever did stick up for myself or have my own boundaries or express my own feelings, I was made to feel like they were wrong. I was guilt-tripped into thinking that I was being difficult or selfish and I would be punished because it wasn't suiting the other person. That made me end up in a lot of unfulfilling relationships because I always had to abandon myself to feel like I would keep the connection with that other person. And what ended up happening was that I would attract a lot of people that would benefit from my lack of boundaries, and I would find myself feeling very taken advantage of. I would find myself feeling very empty, very lonely, despite having these connections in my life, because I just didn't really take up any space in any of the relationships. And to be truthful, this is something that I still have to work on every single day. Although I will say the difference between where I was and where I am now is that before then, I didn't really realize what I was doing. And so there wasn't really a way for me to change it. It was just kind of like an automatic thing that I would do to try and keep myself safe. Whereas now, because I have the awareness of it, when I do find myself maybe falling back into that habit of doing that, I'm able to identify what's actually going on and allow myself to choose differently. So I would say that's been the biggest game changer, is understanding more about where my patterns come from so that I'm able to change the behavior. So I spent most of my life feeling pretty out of touch with myself. I spent my whole life trying to be somebody that everyone else wanted me to be, as opposed to being the person that I actually am. And I made myself constantly available to anyone's beck and call. I felt like I constantly had to be on, available to meet their needs whenever they needed me, available to be there and fix their problem whenever they wanted me to be there for them. So I ended up in a lot of one-sided relationships where people took advantage of that. And because I didn't really know who I was and I didn't have any value of myself outside of what I could do for other people. I felt very insecure because my self-worth was always depending on, does this person like me? Is this person validating me? Versus understanding more about myself and knowing what I bring to the table. And it's really difficult when you don't value yourself, because you end up getting into relationships with people who don't value you either. Or, you know, you don't have the strength or the belief in yourself to stick up for a behavior that you know you don't deserve. And self-value and self-worth thing is really interesting, because a lot of us can walk around and know that we're not very confident just based on anything that we try and do in life, whether it is the way that we are approaching our relationships. Maybe we're always feeling like we're not good enough for the person that we're with. When we're around people who are our friends, we're constantly thinking about how boring we are, or we don't have anything interesting to say. That was at least very true in my experience. And we almost feel like it's something that we should innately feel, and it's not. When I started to do more work on myself, I realized that self-worth is something that has to be built. And the approach that I kind of took with therapy was going down a route of developing self-compassion, learning how to speak to myself more kindly, learning how to be more empathetic towards the very harsh, critical voice that lived inside my head. And I think it worked to a certain extent, where I guess it taught me how to soothe myself in my anxiety towards how I felt. But I actually never felt that the self-compassion alone made me realize my value. I feel that I had to go through so much shit over and over and over again, and I had to be in enough pain to decide that I didn't want to be in that much pain anymore. I really hope that that isn't the case for a lot of you, but unfortunately, that was the case for me. It's only when I decided that I am just fucking sick of being walked all over that I made the decision to stop letting people treat me that way. And what's interesting is that I didn't reach like a new level of self-love, and then, you know, I stopped letting people treat me like shit. I wouldn't say that I was 100% confident, but I knew what the consequences of letting people treat me like shit was going to be, and I didn't want that for myself. So I guess in a way you could say that that was a self-love, but it wasn't, you know, what a lot of people would portray it to be, which is that you feel super confident about yourself and you love everything about yourself and that you're always nice to yourself, because that, I think I learned, is an unrealistic aspiration to have. And I think that the only way that you build confidence is by, over time, doing the thing that you know that you need to do to protect yourself. It's almost like I taught my mind how to start valuing myself in that way. The moment that I actually realized what was happening, but before that, I just kept repeating the same cycles in all of my relationships, attracting people that didn't value me, attracting people that were constantly just using me for emotional support or company and not really actually valuing me as a person. So I constantly felt lonely and disconnected from people, even though I was someone that had a lot of friends and everyone would say, you know, how nice I was. And like, obviously they would say that because all I was doing was trying to make them like me. So yeah, I was very popular, but very lonely. And I think going through so much of life without having the awareness of what I was actually doing made my body respond to the discomfort, because I think there's only a certain limit that you'll be able to tolerate this stuff until it just comes back to slap you in the face. And my big slap in the face was a nice binge eating disorder. I just felt completely out of control with food. I just couldn't stop eating. I gained so much weight, and I didn't really understand why I was doing that. So that's when I started doing therapy, and that's when I started untangling all of the shit that was going on. And a lot of it came down to self-worth and my relationships. Because I had a lack of boundaries and I felt very disconnected from everyone in my life, and I didn't know who I was, I was really trying to fill that hole in myself with food. It was a way for me to deal with the discomfort of the things that were happening inside me that just were kind of screaming, like, get see me. I need you to understand what the fuck is going on in here, and I need you to do something about it. So with my therapist, I learned a lot about, like, the family dynamics that I had, the issues that I had within the family dynamics, and the issues that I had within my friendships, and the issues that I had with romantic partners, and all of this behavior that stemmed from this feeling of being unworthy. Because obviously, if you don't believe that you're worthy, you're not going to value yourself, and a person that would value themselves would know who they are and what they want. They would have boundaries and not tolerate the things that they don't want to tolerate. Obviously, there's compromises that happen within that in relationships, but for the most part, you don't feel uncomfortable in saying no. And because I didn't know who I was really unfulfilled, because I never did anything for myself. I didn't actually even know what it was that I wanted to do, because I abandoned myself for so long. And I was 23 years old at the point that I realized this. So that's quite a long time to go without really knowing who the hell you are or what you like. So I went through a whole process of rediscovering myself, and I dived into all the podcasts and all the healing books, and I had therapy every week. I worked with so many different coaches on, like, perfectionism and people pleasing, and I did multiple plant medicine journeys, all in the name of bringing myself out of this situation that I had found myself in because of my experiences in the past. And even with all of this healing work, I feel that it has benefited me so much in terms of bringing me to where I am today. But I also feel that there was a space where I really got stuck achieving this perfect ideal of the way that I should be, always setting boundaries, always saying no, never people pleasing, always having self-love, never choosing the wrong kind of person. And if I did, I would always go back to this, like, blaming myself, not feeling good enough. And I kind of had this perfection in my own healing journey, which actually made me more miserable and made me feel worse, I would say. It's not until, you know, I dived into all that stuff, and I think it was really important for me to do that, but I also had to step away from it in order to integrate everything that I learned and naturally start putting it into practice. So I think, you know, if you are somebody that is trying to work on healing your, you know, attachment styles and the way that you're showing up in relationships, is, of course, it's really important to have the self-awareness, and it's important to learn the tools to navigate them. But just be careful that you're not diving so deep into the deep end that you're just constantly searching for problems to solve and ways to level up the way that you are in relationships. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't actually matter how much healing work you do, especially as a single person. Like, of course it matters and it's important, but you can do all of the healing work in the world and you can still get fucked when you enter a relationship. because they are just very confronting, and they will show you things that you didn't even realize about yourself, just because they are very vulnerable and intimate spaces that require you to open yourself up. And, you know, I think there's a lot of fear in that when you're so used to being rejected and criticized and having these unhealthy relationship dynamics. I think it's important to do the work, but don't reach for perfection, because it doesn't exist. I've been doing all this shit for, I don't know how many years, 5 years now, which maybe for some of you, I don't know how old you are, might be thinking that's not a very long time, but I've been doing it for a while, very consistently, and still I have to deal with shit that comes up in my relationships all the time. And I think there's quite a lot of freedom in realizing that you're never going to be perfect, and that shit's always going to come up, because then you can just deal with it as it comes up and do your best to take the steps that you need to take to move towards the kind of person that you want to be in your relationships, as opposed to already expecting yourself to already have it together and to already be there. Because again, like I kind of said in the beginning, we don't get an instruction manual on how to do this stuff. And So it's unrealistic for us to expect ourselves to know how to do it. And even if you are someone like me who's just like dived into all this personal development, healing, therapy stuff, and you have all the tools and you have all the information, sometimes you have to remember that these behaviors are like hardwired into your brain. And it's going to take a lot more than just having information to help you move out of that. It's going to take a lot of practice and a lot of practice, and some situations are going to be way more activating than others. And so you might feel like you've been practicing something for a long time, but you'll be presented with a situation that makes you feel like you've done no work on yourself. And that is also completely fine and normal. It's something that my partner actually told me, which I feel like has massively helped me, which is when you are exposed to new experiences, even if you're practicing something that you've already practiced in many other situations before, you still have to be a beginner and practice in that new situation. Went off on a tangent here. But yeah, I think learning to be okay with being imperfect and allowing myself to be vulnerable enough to communicate to my friends and my family and my partner about the way that I feel and the things that come up for me has been the biggest thing to help me overcome, you know, being the person who is stuck in the people pleasing and the low self-worth and all that stuff, to being someone who is feeling more secure in being in relationship. So through this journey of self-discovery and therapy and making lots of mistakes and practicing doing the uncomfortable things, I feel that I am in a place now where my relationships are a lot more fulfilling. They feel a lot more safe because I feel like I can express myself and I can say what I need without being made to feel like I'm wrong, because the people that I have allowed into my space do value me. I'm grateful, even though they're not perfect and there's still things here and there that require work. As a result of all this stuff, my relationships have changed. I feel like I'm surrounded by people who know how to have open and honest communication, or are at least working on it. So even if the relationships are not perfect, we know how to come together and how to talk about what's happening. I feel like I have people in my life who inspire me as well to be better because of the way that they know how to set their own boundaries and the way that they know how to communicate when things are getting difficult. It makes me want to do the same. It teaches me that it's okay to do the same now. I think the biggest thing has been learning to value my time with myself and learning to value myself in general, because I don't feel like I need my validation through other people now, even though obviously it does feel good to get validated by people. I think that's normal for any human being, but I don't feel that that's where I derive my sense of self-worth. I feel like I have created a life that is full of things that I love to do, full of my own interests, and I've really gotten comfortable with spending time on my own. So I don't feel the need to do some of the things that I used to do, which were like go and find somebody to have casual sex with just to feel intimacy, or put myself in circles or relationships that don't really benefit me just to try and fill the loneliness. And well, that's it. And that's it. And yeah, it's still, like I said, a work in progress, but I've learned a lot and I'm very, very excited to share more about the things that I've learned and more about my experiences to help you guys, even if it's just to feel less alone in what you're going through. So yeah, stay tuned for more updates.